Reigning in Light Solutions. Solutions. There's one for all problems, and even if it does not satisfy all. Solutions, they exist. They are there, and even if they aren't exactly what we want or believe that we need, they solve the problem. It might not be exactly in our way or even in their way. In order to solve a problem, we need to accept that a problem first exists. We then need to define the effects of the problem, and in this way we can avoid dwelling on the problem and begin to evaluate solutions and the possible impacts of them. Goals will help us to problem solve. Maintaining a growth mindset will help us to develop solutions with good and true discernment. Solutions will require more than words, they will require our action. We want to avoid being in denial of any existing problem and the thought that they will go away on their own. Avoiding any problem will only allow it to grow. Action will require us taking the problem head on. We'll have to look at it and look at ourselves, being reminded that we are one of a whole. When we begin to live in this way, we'll truly understand that we are not alone. Problems, they are only moments in time, and some moments, sure, may seem longer than we wish to endure. Moments could be actual minutes, months, or even years, and nonetheless, they are moments in time. These moments can seem like ages, especially when it comes to matters of the heart. Solutions will require our full focus and without being on autopilot. For this, we'll have to practice our structure of breathing, learning to move slowly through navigating the twists and turns of any problem. Problems are interruptions, and depending on their depths and their extremities, have the ability to affect us all. It's the same as the sayings, "There goes the neighborhood," or "One bad apple can ruin the whole bunch." Our open wounds, if left untreated, will bleed onto our friends and our loved ones. Our leaky pipes will run onto the homes of our neighbors. Our open wounds here being symbolic of our trauma that we've yet to get support for. Our leaky pipes being symbolic of the unnecessary weights that we've yet to put down. Solutions are sometimes something that we have to revisit and sometimes add to make them effective. Consider alcohol as the problem, with the solution being not to drink it. We create a healthy routine around it, and so that we get further from the substance, we'll be able to rationally decide to seek supports and perhaps within our community. Consider codependency as the problem, with the solution being, again, to get away from what we're codependent upon. Again, the further we get away, the more rational our thinking will become. We create a routine centered around meditation and prayer and valuing ourselves and reflecting upon our self-worth. Problems can make us feel stuck. They can make us feel trapped and as if there isn't a way to move from through them or get out of them. There may be undue pressure from dominance or manipulation placed upon us and by a person, a place, or even a thing. Solutions, sometimes the answers that we need are there and right at the core of our light that shines within us. And sometimes, just as an eclipse, there's a brief moment of darkness and where we cannot see the sun with our own bare eyes. So we must use a special lens, and perhaps this is changing our perspective. Solutions will come from us when we engage with others, and perhaps for advice or to join forces. Solutions will also come from our own solitude. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Solutions. Solve. Solitude. All needing light, and because it is difficult to search, seek, or find in the dark. The first three letters of solution, solve, and solitude being soul, and soul meaning sun. Sun is light. Solutions. When we have one, we must use it and without excuses to be able to move on, improve, or make better. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Using a solution can sometimes be the end of something. When we find ourselves in a relationship that is abusive in any form, mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, or even spiritually, the solution is to leave. This will, of course, take courage, and because we could be walking away with the clothes on our backs, solely or only. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Solely, another word with the first three letters being soul, sun, light. So even when walking away with what may seem like nothing, we walk away with our light, and no matter how dim it's become, our light can be restored. For our light is our spirit. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. This moment to breathe is a break. A break is a solution, and especially when life gets too heavy or we've been moving too fast. Slowing down is a reminder for us to be patient. Practicing patience is being hopeful. When a problem surfaces, hope can begin to destroy it. Hope with action. Problems can cause us to worry. Hope reminds us of the problem's impermanence. We say here, and this too shall pass. And it does, sometimes taking much longer than we need it to. Discrimination is a problem and has taken many life cycles or generations to combat. All the while, we've never given up. We've never stopped fighting. And we've never stopped encouraging others to fight. We do not stop empowering others to know that they will overcome. On this note, and understanding that a solution could be a temporary or not completely end the total problem, but gives the best outcome for us. A solution may soften the blow or lessen the impact. Solutions, therefore, are not always end-alls, and they are not always easy. Sometimes a solution is a last resort, and because the ideal approach is not possible, and the next best option cannot be initiated, and for whatever reason. So, if there is an ideal approach, a next best option, and a last resort, this tells us that there could be more than one solution to a problem. Solutions, answers, remedies, formulas, results, and sometimes conclusions. They will all take troubleshooting, rationalization, collaboration, analyzing, strategizing. We certainly can do this alone, but sometimes it's nice to do with others. Problems can be a big deal. We want to be cautious of catastrophizing or adding any extraness to the problem. Know that with some problems and when all is said and done, we need to be innovative. We need to explore and implore creativity. Explore, reigning, and light.